We're talking today with Dale Moore, the Executive Vice President of the American Farm Bureau. Dale, this is kind of your first go-round as far as this convention is concerned at that chief executive level. I think you ought to feel pretty good about how things have gone.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I got to, first of all, you know, staff have done a great job not only preparing for convention, but when you have a guest like the President of the United States decide he's going to come visit, it throws a lot of interesting challenges out there. And I just, you know, kudos and credit to the team for handling that and to our members. I mean, it's not easy to have your whole schedule laid out and have it jumbled up. But I can tell you, you know, the crowd's reaction to the president, the crowd's reaction just, I think, to the convention overall. You know, it is our centennial, and I think it's truly been a celebration.
You've had a chance to point out more than once as far as through various presentations, why not, the importance of how Farm Bureau has been involved with agriculture over those 100 years.
Oh, certainly. And that's one of the things. You know, I'm an avid student of history. I know not everybody gets excited about history. When you look back over and, you know, whether it was during the beginning days or you see it, you know, during the Roosevelt era and World War II, or coming up on through, there's example after example where our grassroots started an issue, got some state-level attention, got some national-level attention, and gave us the opportunity, us staff over the years who have worked for Farm Bureau. You know, we get the work done in Washington, D.C. only because we've got a strong grassroots, a strong grass tops, and our leadership makes it clear when those men and women who represent us in Washington, D.C. go home, they hear about it firsthand, and that makes the job not only easy but fun.
You're obviously very much of a policy person. You've kind of grown up through that, to working for Congressman Roberts, and of course with Senator as well, and then within USDA and then Farm Bureau. You've kind of lived all of that through the years. I know that you were very much excited to see the process move pretty quickly in 2018 on the Farm Bill.
Oh my goodness! I will tell you, one of the things that you know, there's the policy, and we have all of those discussions. But process, you know, particularly in Washington, process is very important, and it sets a tone. And going into this Farm Bill, there were a lot of folks speculating, are we even going to be able to get a Farm Bill? How's this going to work out? And when we had, you know, folks, it got done pretty quick. Well, you got to think, there was 2.5-3 years of work by the House and Senate Agriculture Committee. Our leaders up on the Hill took charge of that. So you had Mr. Conway, Mr. Peterson, you had Mr. Roberts, Ms. Stabenow, and their committees. When they start marching forward, and in March that process started, and in December we're signing a new Farm Bill, you know, at the White House, with what I would consider, certainly in the Senate, a record vote in terms of final passage, and a very clear and compelling vote in the House. I think agriculture once again proved that while folks think we're kind of small in numbers, we can deliver the votes.
And that's even with that blowout, kind of the defeat in the House early in the process.
Well, yeah, it seemed like we've had a kind of a regular order in the House is to have a couple little hiccups and kind of roll in the ditch a little bit. But, you know, Chairman Conway and Mr. Peterson worked together, got the pickup right back up on the road, and they came back. We got that done. The conference process, I've had folks point out, you know, that it seemed like that there was some fighting during the conference. Well, you know, every piece of legislation, but every farm bill that I've worked on, there's always a little bit of a dust-up, sometimes a big dust-up on certain issues. But at the end of the day, you know, those men and women who serve on the House and Senate Ag Committees, leadership both in the Senate and the House, and they step up to the plate. You know, we saw that come through in the votes, and we saw a lot of support from Secretary Perdue and the President. So when you put all those things together, makes it so much easier to get legislation done. And frankly, I think it's a good example of how Congress and the executive branch can work together.
The chairman of the committee, Mr. Roberts, he did allude to that that 96 Freedom to Farm Bill, and then, of course, this most recent Farm Bill that he's been involved with. Two critical pieces of legislation. Very important, but kind of different in how they were approaching and how they did things for agriculture.
Well, it's certainly different approaches, and it's one of the unfortunately for us in agriculture, it is one of the things that over the years, with only one exception I can think of, the seven farm bills I've worked on, every one of them one of the primary drivers is a very clear, straightforward direction from the House or the Senate or both that we've got to cut money in agriculture. And that oftentimes puts, the committees in a really challenging position. How do we take care of everything we need to do and still get in at the budget that's been approved? You flip that over, and I think, you know, a lot of the first victory, I think, frankly, we had on this farm bill was the bipartisan work that made it clear agriculture did not have to take a cut in this latest budget cycle, mm-hmm. Going back to last year. That's what set the stage to enable, the two committees to move forward with the bill it's former Chairman Kike de la Garza, may he rest in peace. Chairman de la Garza was fond of saying, it's not the best possible bill, but the best bill possible given all the circumstances. And I clearly think Congress delivered, the President enacted, and we're anxious for this, this furlough situation, federal government to get back up and running so that Secretary Perdue can get his team to work implementing that bill.
Right. Something that President Duvall talked about a lot during his presentation was WOTUS and the need to get WOTUS 2.0, if you want to call it that, or the new improved WOTUS that has been proposed by EPA to get it done, and that there's going to be a battle and that Farm Bureau is going to be up for it.
Well, and here's what I'll tell you, Ron. One of the things we're looking at, clean water, clear rules. The waters of the U.S. fight, the ditch the rule battle we had, WOTUS. The WOTUS has kind of been pulled back, and now we're looking at this new rule coming out. Again, the government shutdowns had an impact on that, but we are really looking forward, ready to ramp up, getting our comments in, getting the comments in from farmers and ranchers, rural communities, our partners in this, in other industry sectors, getting those comments in to show this new rule. We know that a rule's got to come forward, but this one, go back to what Mr. Duvall pointed out when he visited with former EPA Administrator Mr. Pruitt, and at the current EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler made very clear, taking to heart what that conversation about a farmer ought to be able to go out and look at his field, look at his farm, look at his or her ranch, and say that is a wetland, that's a water of the U.S., that's not, without having to hire a bunch of lawyers and a bunch of consultants and a bunch of, I guess, hydrology experts, mm-hmm. Big words for a cowboy, trying to get those determinations made, because it has such an impact. And again, I think it's something that right out of the box when the president came, this is one of the first things that he went after. And here we are. It's, for some folks as well, it's been over 2 years. Washington, D.C., that's a pretty quick trip so far, and we're just anxious to get that rolling.
One last question, Dale, as far as, kind of a process for Farm Bureau. You've stepped into this role. What sort of vision, what sort of things are you kind of wanting to cast out there to see, what can be done as far as moving Farm Bureau forward over the next few years?
Well, and that's kind of a theme, here at convention. President Duvall, Vice President Vanderwall, our board, they've been asking a lot of those same questions. And my job is, to help facilitate that thinking, that direction, to take a look at what are we going to be focused on? What are the, as we look at kind of the short horizon for, 2019, what are those kind of top shelf issues that we need to be focused on? But that's part of my challenge, being able to work with, the great men and women that work for American Farm Bureau, as well as our colleagues out across all the state farm bureaus, get input from them. What can we do to be a more effective, a more efficient deliverer of the things that are going on in Washington, D.C., and, take the counsel that they provide back up so that, and you know how this works, there are things that we think in Washington, well, that'd be a great thing to send out to the grassroots. But talking to the state level, it's like folks telling you in our state that's not going to be what rings the bell, but this will. Those kind of collaborations, I mentioned process, and I know folks kind of roll their eyes, but, man, if you get the process down, take any issue we got and plug it into that framework and make it happen. Our farm bill process is a great example where we took President Duvall's guidance, the board's guidance, and we had American Farm Bureau staff but also state staff and folks with expertise, not just in policy, but economics and legal. They started a process, and then later, just about a year or so ago, brought all the state staff in, weekly phone calls, getting that input. And what that gave them is a kind of a weekly update. Here's what's going on in the farm bill. And in return, enabled us to realize, you know, there's some, not that we didn't know it, but to know who that person is out there that may be an expert on an issue at the state level, that we can essentially swipe for a little bit to, you know, pick their brain, fill in on these different issues, and then share that with the country, because the strength of a Farm Bureau is our grassroots. And when they're speaking with one voice, man, I can tell you from having been on the other side of the table working on Capitol Hill as well as at USDA, when Farm Bureau starts politely knocking on your door, it resonates.